USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A camera is being allowed into a South Texas migrant facility on Tuesday. Border Patrol allowing the camera in the Donner facility where they described how the agents process unaccompanied minor cases. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall says the situation on the border is dire.
I've seen this before. It's the saddest thing you can see when you go down to the border, and I'm glad the press finally has access to show the American people what is happening down there when you have children and babies. And the traffickers are winning and the children are losing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Colorado Governor Jared Polis says Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley will go out of his way to brighten someone else's day. Polis speaking at the fallen officer's funeral on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure spending proposals at a speech in Pittsburgh, but the two-part legislative package involves more than just infrastructure. The plan includes further stimulus payments as well as increased funding for health care and education. Biden's plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million annually. As far as Biden working with Republicans on this proposal, Republican Senator from North Dakota, John Thune, says
there's bipartisan support for infrastructure. There always has been. It's historically that way. But this is an administration that, at least right now, seems set on doing it one way, their way, or the highway.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Biden set to deliver that major policy speech on Wednesday. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is expecting stadiums across the league to be full during the upcoming NFL season. Last season, if fans did have stadiums, it was at reduced capacity. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Mount Rushmore National Memorial has been closed until further notice as wildfires burn out of control in the area.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling high winds and heavy smoke near Keystone, South Dakota, as wildfires force the closure of Mount Rushmore. Travis Bushman of the U.S. Forest Service gives us this update.
Mount Rushmore National Memorial is closed and will, remain closed. We evaluate it really on a daily basis, but it's closed primarily because the fire has directly affected the two main access roads into the into the memorial.
The wildfire is burning in heavy dead and down timber, with the National Weather Service estimating winds today gusting up to 55 miles per hour. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Additional U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents are reportedly being deployed to the southern border in response to the ongoing surge. More than 300 troops are being moved away from other sectors to help out, the surge being fueled by unaccompanied illegal migrant children and border resources being strained. Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson signed into law a landmark bill to ensure doctors are free to decline non-emergency medical procedures that violate their moral or religious beliefs. 16 other states are considering similar bills as doctors face more calls for transgender surgeries. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.